As we each open up to receive, we want to allow the assembled presence to delight and bequeath us with our understanding of self. There's an accelerated visioning, an accelerated entitlement that is due each of us as we will persevere to the light. So what they mean by that is to allow the strongholds to arrive, to surface. It's just like you're cleaning out the bottom of a container or drawer, and who knows what's down there that we haven't seen in a while. So all this is due to pass as we will allow that extraordinary liftoff. So that extraordinary liftoff is gaining strength and is gaining enthusiasm and is gaining power of our new lifestyle. So we want to remember that we're transferring our existence, we're transferring our consciousness into the new alignment, into the new attainment, into the new broadcast. So this is fulfilling what we promised to engage in long ago. So the more that we understand, it's due us, it's our travel plans, it's been prearranged, it's all supported by every council of light, every board, every collective, every aspect that is seeing our liftoff, seeing our divine presence, seeing our unified glory, extending ourselves in a quickening placement. So that quickening placement is the light that is helping us to it's like go past the darkness, to see the darkness, but then we welcome in the light. So it's very important that we don't pass anything by. What they mean by that is the shadow is going to appear for all of us. You can count on it. And that's okay, because we're orchestrating our advancement into our true allegiance, into our true excavating blessings. So in other words, it's like we're bringing everything up, we're allowing everything to be present, we're breathing in our delightful orchestration. So in other words, the light that is to become all-consuming. So in other words, we're transferring our identity to the light. We're transferring our consciousness to the light. We're resurrecting our consciousness. They're saying with this and that. With this and that, meaning this thing, this thing, this thing. So it's like to not be, like overwhelmed, or just feel like everything's coming against you, or there's no possible way you can win, because this and that, it's like you're due for a change, and you're due for a substantial liftoff gifting, and you're due for an arrival. So in order to do that, it's almost like being on a plane where you're going to pass by many cloud systems, you're going to pass by many territories on your way to your destiny. So allow yourself to proceed with grace. Allow yourself to proceed with God's mercy. So God's mercy, we want to remember, we're aligning with our I Am presence. So when we think of God's mercy, it's the mercy that's upon us. In other words, they're just showing me this just gorgeous key. And so what that represents is our attunement, our attainment with our own divine self, with our own I Am presence. And so this sense of our own, it's like we have our own discovery, but what we're recognizing is our divine union with self, where we are no longer the ego, we're really all of it. And so we're coming into that divine union, we're coming into that divine placement. We're coming into that unity consciousness that's ever glowing. So that ever glowing is very important, because we're going to be in the shadow, we're going to be in the lower consciousness, and then we're going to feel, see, press upon, explore that ever glowing presence of that divine liftoff, of that light. Now that light, that divine liftoff, that is the true self. So what's coming upon us is our own quickening, is our own divine presence, is our own divine glory. So this is where we're shifting out of the 3D into that unity state of arrival that's in our very midst. So we want to get comfortable with that. We want to really understand that as we press upon God's glory, meaning like, just imagine your foot on the accelerator. It's like, I'm ready. It's due me. It's what I've traveled here for. I come prepared. I come assisted with. Everything is set up for my transformation. Then they're saying it's like spot on assurance, meaning like it's all set for love's advantage. So as we will allow that orchestration with glee, with delight, with harmony, with an overall glory, it's not that you're not going to still have all the dust bunnies in your midst and everyone else's midst. I mean, everything's being stirred. It's that while everything's being stirred, we're using it to find our own placement. We're using it for love's advantage. We're using it to remind ourselves to seek the light, to seek love's introduction. So love's introduction is a very important aspect of the shift, because we're all moving into that awakened heart space. And so when we're closed, when we're ready to fight, it's like put up your dukes, and we're sort of yelling at the darkness. This is where it's like we kind of get tuckered out, because we're using an old system to perform miracles, and that's just not going to take place. So what we're learning to do is, when they always say like let go and let God, we're letting go of the old assimilation, of the old system, of the old paradigm, and moving into our allotted timeline. So this is where our awakened heart is like calling us, pressing upon us. Just imagine like a lotus flower opening, a rose opening. It's not open in the beginning, it's a tiny little bud, but it's like you look at a time-elapsed photography, and it blooms in divine timing and divine order. So this is what's occurring for each of us, and we each have our own brushstrokes. In other words, where we've been identifying with the shadow, where we're lost in the false impressions, and again, the light pressing upon us, the light being established, our I am consent and holy value quickening and coming into alignment, coming into love satisfaction. So again, it's like love is the master healer, because love is who we are. We're not the false self, we're not the separated illusion. And so this is what is befalling upon us. In other words, it's gaining speed, it's gaining illuminated consent. And so every time each of us consents, it's just that much easier to consent again, to see it again, to believe in it again. And what we do for one, we do for the all. So it's just, imagine all of us as part of heaven's choir. And so all the beautiful streams of light, all the beautiful, they're saying like ringtones, it's waking up humanity. So everything that we're doing for the collective. It's very important that we understand how exactly gifted we are, so that we trust that, so we lean upon that, so that, you know, at first we may get discouraged, and then it's like, okay, the light's here somewhere, and I'm ready to receive. So allow this to come through with heaven's best. Heaven's best is we each have a very high attainment to align with, to follow, to receive, to welcome in. So we're remembering that. So whether you want to imagine amazing angel wings, you just want to imagine your column of light, whatever it is that seems like, when I'm receiving Many of you, it's like I have like a rose like right at your higher heart. So this is the Sacred Heart that's coming into awakening, that's coming into quickening. You may have dolphins, you may have your favorite master, you just may have light of love's remembrance. So they're providing each of us with a symbol. You may see it, you may feel it. So again, they want me to correct myself when I say they. We're part of they. So it's really your I am self, your I am presence, your higher self that's bringing forth that symbol. I now have a dove. So Shanti, peace. So whatever arrives, if nothing arrives, it may be a feeling. You may notice a symbol later on and it's like, oh my gosh, that's my symbol. So allow it to be received, allow it to be stirred. Someone's bringing forth Mary Magdalene. Whoever you are, you have a connection that's incredible. I normally never receive her to this exact measure. So this is where we each have that help. We each have that holy assistance. So allow that to be given, allow that to be circulated. I'm just looking at this just like heart chakra opening. That is what we're each entitled to. So allow that to be stirred. In other words, allow that to shift your very existence. Everything you arrived in this grouping, in that linear timeline, like what do I do with this, what do I do with that, all of that has been seized and overrided, meaning that it's now aligned with the new frequency. It's now aligned with the light. So this is where you may look at the same issue, whatever it is, but it has been reordered so that the brilliance is upon it. So this is where you get like those aha moments where you know you're next stepping. You know, then it's like, oh, why didn't I think of that before? Because you were they're saying a different member of society. In other words, as we step off in faith, it's our illuminated consciousness is receiving new entitlement because we said yes. So this is how important our receiving gifting, because we're the ones that gift our willingness to shift our consciousness to the light. So it's like when you give, you get, and you always get tenfold. So we want to remember that every time that we're not being loving, it's like as we can shift to love, what we offer out comes back tenfold. It's okay to be a little selfish at first. So it's just sort of like a quick reminder. It's like, wait a minute, if I can find love, it's going to help the other, it's going to help the situation, and it's going to magnify back to me. So let me take that extra moment, that extra pause, seize the opportunity to grow in stature. So allow these gifts to be given. Allow them to be placed in love's assurance. So this is where we're offering our light now to all amongst us. This is a collective, family and friends, political groupings, countries, places where there's famine, whatever it may be, that's still in the illusion of suffering. It's like we're offering a new placement. So remember, as everything is energy, everything is frequency, and as we offer that illuminated guidance, so it is. So it is, because we are the world. We're sourcing the world. It's all our consciousness. So as we agree to a place of new beginnings, that's what now takes establishment. So receive, receive, receive. Allow that to be duly noted. Blessings to all. All right. Thank you so much for receiving that.